It's amazing how, in a world that's always pushing for like the most complicated solutions to well-being, we often overlook something so simple, so basic, like just putting one foot in front of the other, you know?
Totally.
It's walking, right? We walk every day.
Yeah, it is deceptively simple.
It is, isn't it?
Like you would think, how much can you really get out of just walking? But based on our findings, there's so much to unlock just with this basic activity, like really a treasure trove of benefits for both your body and your mind.
I love that. A treasure trove of benefits.
And we really dug into this. We looked at all the core principles. We looked at some of the most common questions people have. And it offers, what we uncovered offers a really insightful perspective on your health.
I think that's a perfect way to start this deep dive, and I can't wait to get into it. And as we explore this together today, I do want to remind everyone, our mission here on the Curiosity Chronicles is to look at how accessible fitness, and we're using walking as a perfect example of that, naturally fits into a lifestyle that's not only good for you, but also kinder to the planet. You know, thinking about enjoying nature on foot, reducing our reliance on cars, and embracing, you know, healthier, more eco-conscious ways of living. So get ready as we strive to be physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe.
Yeah.
All right, let's unpack this incredible power of walking.
All right. Let's start by just taking a look at the physical advantages that you can gain.
Okay.
So we learned that regular walking is really effective for managing your weight. Just a simple 30-minute brisk walk can burn about 150 calories.
Wow.
But what's really fascinating here, it's not just about those dedicated walks, right?
Right.
It's about, thinking of NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is essentially the energy you expend doing things that aren't formal exercise, like walking to the store or taking the stairs.
I love that. So, like, incidental, just getting up and moving around.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
counts.
And walking is a huge contributor to your daily NEAT. And even small increases, when you add it all up over time, it can really contribute to calorie burn and body fat reduction.
I'm already feeling motivated just hearing this. And it's not just about weight, right? I mean, when we start to look at cardiovascular health, the benefits are huge.
Yeah.
We learned that walking strengthens your heart muscle, improves your circulation, and this is interesting, it can actually have a positive impact on the function of your endothelium, which
Yeah.
is the lining of your blood vessels.
That's right.
And all of this can help lower your blood pressure, which, as we all know, significantly reduces your risk of serious issues like heart disease and stroke.
It's true. And if we kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture, the American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity each week. And what's encouraging is that you can absolutely achieve this through regular walking. Even those short 10-minute bursts of brisk walking, when you add those up, they really contribute to meeting those guidelines and making a difference for your heart health. It's just about finding what fits into your day, even in small increments.
So true. And it's not just your heart that benefits. Your bones and your muscles, they thank you for those walks as well.
Absolutely.
We found that as a weight-bearing exercise, walking is amazing for building and maintaining bone density. And this is crucial for reducing your risk of osteoporosis and fractures, especially as we age.
Yeah.
I was really struck by the fact that studies have shown a significant reduction in hip fracture risk for women who walk regularly. Is there a reason why walking is especially impactful for hip fractures?
Well, that's a great question. As a weight-bearing activity, walking directly stimulates bone remodeling.
Okay.
So it really strengthens the bones in your legs and hips, which is crucial because the hip is like one of the most common sites for fractures, especially in older adults.
Makes sense.
And we learned that walking engages key muscle groups in your legs, your quads, hamstrings, calves, glutes, as well as your core, which all contribute to better balance and stability.
Okay.
So it reduces your risk of falling and then, of course, fractures. While walking is great for overall strength and endurance, for significant muscle growth, you might want to consider some additional strength training.
Gotcha.
But for everyday stability and bone health, walking is like the foundation.
Really is.
It's interesting, though, we also learned that the pace you walk at might even influence those bone health benefits. So brisk walking, where you're really moving, might be even more beneficial in stimulating bone density.
That is fascinating. You know, and the list of physical benefits really does go on and on.
It does.
We learned that regular walking can enhance your muscle endurance, give you more energy throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe because of that improved circulation and oxygen flow we talked about.
Right, yeah.
And improve your balance and coordination. It can even strengthen your immune system and significantly lower your risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
That NIH study showing a 58% reduction in risk with lifestyle changes, including walking, is really pretty compelling.
Absolutely. And, you know, the benefits aren't just physical, right?
Right.
It's amazing how walking has such a profound impact on your mental well-being.
It really does.
You know, we learned that it's a fantastic way to just reduce stress and anxiety. And part of that is because of the release of endorphins, which are like natural mood lifters.
Mm.
But also, the act of walking itself can be really relaxing.
Yeah.
And there's this fascinating concept called attention restoration theory, which suggests that being in natural environments, like on a walk in a park, can help restore your cognitive resources and reduce mental fatigue.
I love that connection with nature piece.
Yeah.
You know, it really can amplify those mental health benefits, giving you a sense of calm and rejuvenation.
Yeah.
It really is like a mini vacation for your brain.
It is. It really is. And it's not just about reducing negative feelings, right? It's also about boosting your mood.
Mm.
So walking can actually enhance your mood, increase feelings of happiness, positivity, and even boost your self-esteem.
Mm.
And we actually found a correlation between how many steps you take and how good you feel.
Interesting.
And that immediate mood boost that you get from a walk can be so motivating to make it a regular habit.
For sure. And you know, for anyone out there concerned about cognitive decline as they age, the news is good here too.
Yeah.
We learned that walking is linked to improved cognitive function, sharper memory, reduced risk of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Studies have shown that older adults who walk more tend to experience less age-related memory decline.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it can contribute to better sleep quality, which is so important for our overall well-being.
Oh, absolutely crucial.
It really is.
Yeah.
So we've covered the what in terms of benefits, but now it's time to explore the how.
Yeah, I'm excited about this part.
Me too. Like the different ways we can actually walk our way to better fitness.
Exactly.
You know, it's not always about a leisurely stroll, although those are lovely too.
For sure.
But let's start with brisk walking. We found that this is a pace where you can still hold a conversation pretty comfortably, but singing might be a little bit of a challenge.
Right, right.
That's generally around 3 miles per hour, or about 100 steps a minute. What are the key things we should focus on with brisk walking to maximize those benefits?
Well, with brisk walking, the key is it really gets your heart rate up into that moderate intensity zone.
Okay.
So it leads to enhanced cardiovascular benefits and burns more calories. And proper form is also important here to prevent injury and make sure you're being as efficient as possible. So you want to keep your head up, shoulders relaxed, core gently engaged, natural arm swing, and aim for that heel-to-toe foot strike. And you want to avoid overstriding, which can put stress on your joints.
So good to know. Then there's interval walking, which sounds like a really interesting way to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and we learned that this involves alternating between short bursts of higher intensity walking with longer periods of lower intensity recovery. How can we incorporate that into our routine?
So what's great about interval walking is that it's super effective for improving cardiovascular fitness.
Yeah.
It can really boost your VO2 max, which is a measure of how efficiently your body uses oxygen. And it also burns more calories compared to just walking at a steady pace.
Oh, wow.
And it can even help regulate your blood sugar.
So many benefits.
Yeah. And a good starting point might be 30 seconds of faster walking, you know, where you're breathing harder, followed by 2.5 minutes at a moderate pace where you can recover. You repeat that several times. And then as you get fitter, you can increase the duration of those fast intervals. You can even add some inclines.
Gotcha. Now, power walking sounds like it really takes things to a whole other level.
It does. It does.
We found that it's faster than brisk walking, and what's really different is the active use of your arms to help propel you forward. But you've always got one foot on the ground, so it's not jogging.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are the key techniques to master for power walking?
So that active arm movement really boosts the calorie burn, right?
Yeah.
And improves cardiovascular endurance. Plus, it engages and tones muscles, not just in your legs and glutes, but also your core and even your upper body.
Okay.
So to do it right, you want to maintain that upright posture, keep your core engaged to support your back, take longer strides than you would in regular walking, and really swing your arms vigorously at about a 90-degree angle, almost like you're pumping them.
I'm going to have to try that. Now there's Nordic walking, which I've always been curious about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We learned that those special poles aren't just for show.
No, they're not.
They really engage your arms and upper body.
I do.
To provide a much more comprehensive workout. So how do you use those poles effectively?
So because you're using your arms and upper body, it can burn a lot more calories, like 20 to 40% more than regular walking.
Wow.
Yeah, and it reduces stress on your joints. It improves your balance and stability because you have those extra points of contact.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And it works over 90% of your body's major muscles. So the technique is all about using those poles to actually push yourself forward with each step.
Oh, okay.
So you coordinate the movement so the opposite arm swings forward with your leading leg. You're really engaging your triceps, lats, your core in the process.
That's amazing. And it doesn't stop there, does it?
No, it doesn't.
There are other variations that you might find interesting, like hill walking, which challenges different muscle groups and ramps up the intensity.
Uh-huh.
And trail walking, which is fantastic for improving your balance, engaging those smaller stabilizing muscles.
Yes, yeah.
And I love mindful walking, which really encourages you to just be present in the moment, focus on your breath and your surroundings. It's so good for your mental health.
Totally, totally. So we know the benefits. We know some different techniques.
Right.
But the real key is making walking a part of your daily life.
Exactly. So how can we realistically integrate more walking into our routine?
Well, it's about finding those little opportunities to weave it into your day.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Walking or biking during your commute if you can.
Right.
Walking to run errands instead of driving short distances.
Yeah.
Using your lunch break to get some steps in. Or even just enjoying a stroll in the evening after dinner. Even those short walks throughout the day add up.
Yeah, they really do. And setting achievable goals and tracking our progress can really help us stay motivated, too.
It does. It does.
So start small, maybe just 5 or 10 minute walks, and gradually increase the duration or the distance or the intensity as you get more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Using fitness trackers or apps on your phone or even just a simple journal can really help you monitor your progress and stay motivated.
It's true, because seeing that progress can be really encouraging.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. Sometimes staying motivated can be a challenge.
It can be, yeah.
So we found some great tips that might help, like walking with friends or family for that social connection and accountability.
Yes, I love that.
Listening to your favorite music or podcasts or audiobooks can make the time more enjoyable.
Yes.
And then exploring new routes, going to different parks, can keep things interesting. And then even setting little challenges for yourself, like aiming for a certain number of steps each week, and then rewarding yourself when you reach those milestones can make it a more positive experience.
Absolutely. And it's worth considering walking at different times of the day as well.
Yes, definitely.
You know, morning walks can boost your metabolism and increase your alertness.
Yeah.
Lunchtime walks can provide a much needed mental break from work.
Yeah.
And evening walks help you relax and wind down before bed.
Right.
It's really about experimenting to find what works best for you and what fits into your schedule. Now, let's talk about gear. You don't need a lot of fancy equipment, but the right essentials can make a big difference in your comfort and safety. So what are the key things we should consider?
Well, investing in a good pair of walking shoes is really important.
Okay.
We learned that you want to look for shoes that provide good arch support. A firm heel counter, which is that stiff part at the back of the shoe that stabilizes your heel, and thick, flexible soles that cushion and absorb shock. And it's important to consider what kind of terrain you'll be walking on. Road running shoes are generally fine for pavement, but trail shoes are better for uneven surfaces.
Right, right.
And always try them on with the socks you plan to wear.
Good tip.
And if you have specific foot needs, don't hesitate to ask for expert advice at a running store.
And what about clothing?
Yeah. So dressing for the weather is
okay.
Key, right?
Of course, of course.
So in hot weather, light colors, loose-fitting styles, breathable, moisture-wicking fabrics like nylon or polyester are best.
Okay.
Avoid cotton in humid conditions because it tends to absorb moisture.
Good to know. And what about when it gets cold?
So for cold weather, layering is key.
Mm.
You want to start with a moisture-wicking base layer to keep sweat away from your skin. Add an insulating middle layer like fleece or down to trap warmth. And finish with a windproof and water-resistant outer layer to protect you from the elements.
Perfect. And we can't forget about safety, especially if you're walking when visibility is low. What do we need to remember to stay safe?
Yeah, this is super important, especially at night or in low light conditions. You want to make sure that you're visible to others.
Right.
So we learned that reflective gear is really important. Things like vests, armbands, shoe reflectors. These materials bounce light back to the source, which makes you way more noticeable to drivers than just wearing bright colors.
Oh, that's interesting.
And carrying a flashlight or headlamp not only helps you see where you're going, but also makes you more visible to others.
Good point. Good point. Now, staying hydrated is also essential, especially for longer walks. What kind of water bottle should we consider?
Yeah, so a reusable water bottle is a must-have. Insulated bottles, like Yeti or Hydro Flask, can keep your water cold for longer.
Nice.
Collapsible bottles are great for saving space, especially if you're going on a longer hike.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have your standard reliable options, like Nalgene and Clean Canteen.
Makes sense. And what about people who want to track their progress or carry a few things with them? Any optional gear recommendations?
Yeah, so fitness trackers are great for monitoring your activity. Fitbit, Apple Watch, Garmin, they all provide detailed data on your steps, distance, heart rate, and more.
Okay.
And then for longer walks, you might want a lightweight backpack to carry water, snacks, extra layers. Look for brands like Osprey, Gregory, and REI. They offer comfort and support without being too bulky.
Great tips. Now, it's been so interesting to see what people have been sharing online about walking, so we took a look at platforms like Reddit, Pinterest, and Quora.
Yeah.
To get a sense of what's trending in the walking world. What were some of the takeaways?
Well, on Reddit, we found that weight loss and mental health benefits, like reduced anxiety, improved mood, better sleep, are big motivators for people.
Makes sense.
People shared a lot of practical tips, too, like starting with time-based goals as a beginner, breaking up walks into smaller chunks, and finding creative ways to make walking part of their daily life, like listening to audiobooks or exploring their neighborhood.
Oh, I like that.
There's a lot of discussion about the ideal daily step count, too. Some people still aim for 10,000, while others are finding benefits with fewer.
Yeah, yeah.
Popular subreddits like Row Walking, Rolosate, Fitness, those are all good places for support and advice. And we even saw trends emerge, like the hot girl walk, which is fun.
Yeah. What about Pinterest? What did you find there?
Pinterest is definitely more visual. You see a lot of infographics on the health benefits of walking, recommendations for activewear and shoes, beautiful pictures of walking trails, and creative ways that people track their progress. There are boards for walking workouts, gear guides, and just general motivation.
So inspiring. And finally, what about Quora?
On Quora, people ask all sorts of questions about walking, from basic ones like, is walking enough exercise, to more specific ones about weight loss, shoe recommendations, and mental health benefits.
Right.
You get a wide range of answers, too, from personal stories to expert advice. It's a great place to find different perspectives.
So it's clear that walking is more than just a basic form of exercise. It's something that people are really connecting with and experiencing real benefits from.
Yeah, for sure. And as we wrap up this discussion, it's important to remember that walking is so much more than just getting from point A to point B. It's a simple but powerful way to live a healthier and happier life. And it really aligns with the idea of sustainable living and connecting with nature. The benefits are real, and they're accessible to everyone.
I completely agree. So whether you're trying to manage your weight, improve your heart health, get stronger, reduce stress, boost your mood, or just sharpen your mind, walking is an easy, affordable, and effective way to start.
Yeah, so put on your shoes, take that first step, or find new and fun ways to enhance your current walking routine.
Yes, love that.
Even small, consistent efforts make a difference. The path to a healthier you and a healthier planet is right outside your door.
That's beautifully said. And on that note, consider this. How might adding even a short walk to your day ripple outward? It could improve your health, your mental clarity, and even deepen your connection with your environment. What new things will you notice when you slow down and observe the world on foot? It's a simple change that can have profound effects. Strive to be physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe.